This is your home for Atlanta Braves baseball, bringing you the latest on the Braves all year. This is the Atlanta Braves Clubhouse Report, with all the breaking news on the Braves and insiders from Atlanta to across the world of baseball.
1-1 to Olsen, and he drives one to deep center field, back at the wall, that is pulverized out of the ballpark.
Presented by Arrow Exterminators. Call 888-GO-ARROW or visit arrowexterminators.com.
Swung on, belted, deep right field, gone.
The Braves Clubhouse Report on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
And welcome into the Braves Radio Network studios here in the Battery, Atlanta. Barrett Salee steps away from the right field gate at Truist Park, where tonight, Game 3 between the Braves and the Padres will take place. Split the first two, and quite honestly, last night was not the most entertaining, not the most fun if you were a Braves fan. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the trade possibilities, who's out there, who's not. When will things change? When will teams start to deal? There's a lot of moving parts right now in the world of Major League Baseball, and I think the Braves have a lot of say into when these dominoes start to fall. So we'll take a little bit of a look at that. We'll also talk about the Braves specifically. What do they do with their pitching rotation? How big was this week? What does Ronaldo's start mean? What does Grant's start mean? What does Bryce's start mean? They mean a lot, and we're going to talk about all of those. Also, power surge for the Braves. I bet you didn't realize how record-setting this month has been from a power standpoint. We'll talk about that. Have the Braves come out of their shell? Has the offense gone back to what it was earlier this season? You know, I have this thing. It's called a show sheet. I really don't ever follow it all that much, but really it's just to find to remember where the audio clips are supposed to be played. And for the very first segment, it said last night sucked. That's the entire part of the show sheet. That's all that it says. Last night sucked. It did. The 8-3 loss was as frustrating can possibly get. You walked eight times if you're the Braves. That tied for the most that the Padres had given up in any single game this season. You turned four double plays if you're the Braves, and you still lost by five runs. Do you know how impossible that sounds? Turn four double plays, walk eight times, and lose by five. There's that gif like where you're holding your temples and your mind is blown. That's exactly what I'm thinking. Like, how does that that math does not math, and yet it is exactly what happened yesterday. Four hits. And I think what's kind of gotten lost in a little bit of this is that the Braves' bats were hot for the first three games coming out of the break. Four hits in each of the last two games. Yeah, you won one, which is great, but four hits isn't exactly going to cut it. Now, two of them were from Jimmy Jarvis yesterday, and we love Jimmy Baseball here with the two-run triple in the second inning. So you have some unexpected production from an unexpected player. But a lot of the focus has been on Raylo and what he did or perhaps didn't do yesterday, and we're going to talk about that. But the bats got to get going, man. The bats have to get going. Matt Olson's been in a little funk since the All-Star break. The game two days ago, when you had Drake Baldwin go 5-for-5, I bet you didn't know there were four players on the Braves in that starting lineup that didn't have a single hit. Didn't have a single hit. Everybody else had more than one. But four of them didn't have a single one. So it's been a really odd start to the second half of the season. And the bats lately, the last two games, have been a problem. And it culminated last night in a game where you walk eight times, turn four double plays, and still lose by five. It's almost impossible to figure out how that works. But the focus for, I think, everybody in Braves country is and will continue to be the starting rotation. Because right now, who's the number two? Is it Bryce? Is it Grant? Is it Raylo? Is it TBD, Martin Perez tonight? There's no right answer. There's no wrong answer because there's not an answer to that question yet. And for Ronaldo Lopez, last night was really, really important for him. And he didn't really come through the way that I think a lot of people expected. Because remember, three out of the last four games prior to last night, Ronaldo Lopez only gave up one earned run in three of the last four. since coming back from the bullpen. 4 1/3, 9 hits, 5 earned runs, 3 walks, and 6 strikeouts. I'm honestly surprised. It's a little bit, that's a little bit surprising in a good way, because that thing almost got way out of hand in the first inning. I mean, way out of hand in the first inning. So now you're looking at, since the All-Star break, Bryce pitched really good. Grant, certainly above average. Ronaldo, below average. But why did it happen? Why did Ronaldo Lopez struggle last night? He got hit hard. Why did he get hard? It's because of the location. It wasn't because he wasn't executing pitches. It was because of location. Here is Walt Weiss talking about that specific thing after the game.
I thought the ball was coming out really well, but I think it was just location. You know, he's missing in some bad spots and gave up some hits, but the stuff was good. You know, like I said, I thought tonight he's throwing the ball as well as he had. I mean, I think even later in the outing, you know, he popped a 98, so the velocity was good. Threw some really good sliders. And at the end of the day, I think it was just, missing in some bad spots.
And that's true. I'll be honest, in the postgame show, when we heard that, and we take Walt's press conference in its entirety live, when I heard that, I kind of like got that crooked head nod, like a dog when he hears a whistle. Like, what? What did he say? Because, I mean, honestly, in the press box, or really on TV, you can't really see a lot of that. You can't really get a good gauge of something like that, what the stuff actually looks like. But then you go back on some of these websites, MLB Savant does a great job of this, and you look at horizontal movement, vertical movement, all that stuff, and you're like, yeah, that's actually true. That's not a lie. That's actually what happened. But you can't sit here and say, yeah, location was a problem, when location's a pretty big part of this equation, right? Like, that's a pretty big deal. If location is the problem and you're fighting to try to figure out not only who's going to be in the rotation, but who might have to be a playoff caliber pitcher, because that's what we're talking about right now. We're talking about, okay, who can maybe step up and be a number two, but also if there are trade or trades made, who can be a number three? Who can be a number four? Who can be trusted on a playoff roster? Who can't? And right now, after one start each by Grant, Bryce, and Ronaldo Lopez, I think it's fair to say that Ronaldo Lopez is the back of that pack. Now, Martin Perez is going for today. We'll see what kind of performance he has, what he has in the tank after that contusion, that right arm contusion. But this is a big deal. And I know everyone's excited about AJ Smith-Shawver and whoever else is going to come through the rehab process and be back here. It does not sound like Spencer Strider is even a glimmer in the eye of anybody right now. Spencer Schwellenbach, okay, maybe a little bit more likely, but not much. Because we've asked about those two pretty consistently, and the non-answers speak volumes. But A.J. Smith-Shawver, 75 pitches the other night, only a little over 40 were strikes. That's, okay, yeah, you strike out a lot of guys, you go deeper into a game, deeper-ish. And great. Is that something you can hang your hat on if you're the Braves? Probably not. So we had a big pool of starting pitching. And I remember before the season, we were sitting here talking about the rotation and the depth and the versatility, organizational depth, all that stuff. And we were talking about Bryce specifically and Raylo. Okay, if Raylo comes back out of the bullpen, or Didier Fuentes makes this team, or Bryce Elder, you know, makes the starting rotation. Like, that was an if. Those were ifs. And it's like, okay, yeah, well, that's a good problem to have. There's starting pitchers who you trust to various levels who might earn spots in the starting rotation. Now it's like, wow, what do we do with any of these guys? So it is a very difficult situation with, yeah, Smith-Shawver maybe as a reinforcement, but not necessarily the or one of the, because we don't know what he's going to be when he comes back to the major league roster. Here is Walt Weiss talking about his pitching rotation last night.
I've talked about how good our rotation was early. Nothing was really clicking in June for us on in any aspects. But yeah, these guys are all capable of being good major league starters. So that's what I expect, you know, the rest of the way.
So then now we look at the clock. We look at the calendar. It says July 22nd right now. August 3rd is not that far away. That is a couple weeks away. We are bearing down here on the trade deadline. And everybody in the world is going to be looking for starting pitching. You know, and like that's, it's easy to say when you're asked, hey, what does your team want? Well, I want starting pitching, relief pitching, and some hitters. Well, yeah, I'd like my hair to grow back. That ain't going to happen unless there's an endorsement deal out there. But that's neither here nor there. So the Braves, like a lot of other teams, are in a very precarious situation because there aren't a lot of teams that are sellers right now and a ton of teams that are in the same markets that the Braves are. And Alex Anthopoulos joined the flagship of the Braves Radio Network, 680 The Fan, and you know, he kind of talked a little bit about the absence of some of these guys and how specifically a guy like Schwellenbach and his absence will affect the Braves' plans for the next couple of weeks.
It will not impact our deadline, and the only reason I say that is because he will not throw major league games between now and August the 3rd. Like, I know that because he's currently in Florida throwing bullpens, right? So there's no scenario that in the next 2 weeks he's starting game four. So as good as he may look, as good as he might feel, I've learned this from past years, it's just not the right thing to do for us to count on that. I think we'll know more just as we get into the trade deadline right at the end of July. Regardless, he won't have thrown five or six innings in a game. So we just can't go into the trade deadline with the expectation that he's in our rotation, you know, but it is going well.
Well, that's good news that it's going well, but like Alex said, got a lot of questions between now and August 3rd, and August 3rd is right around the corner. Who might be available from a starting pitching perspective? We'll talk about that next. This is the Braves Clubhouse Report on the Braves Radio Network.
The Braves Clubhouse Report on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
Oh, hey, Sarah. Did you hear my daughter Katie got Camper of the Week?
That's a big deal.
We got a big deal, too. Right, Mom?
Honey, shh.
What's that?
Okay, that Hyundai Santa Fe, I only paid.
Nice.
Deal so right, it almost feels wrong. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Get 0% APR for 60 months, plus zero payments for 90 days, or 1.9% APR for 72 months on the Hyundai Tucson, Santa Fe, or Santa Fe Hybrid during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Hurry, offer ends August 3rd. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Hey, Braves fans, summer is officially here, and you know what that means. Bugs, termites, mosquitoes, ants, and roaches will be out in full force. Luckily, you can trust the pros at Arrow Exterminators to keep your home pest-free inside and out. Arrow protects homes and businesses and is the official pest control provider of Truist Park and the Braves, so you know you're getting the best from the best. To set up a free pest inspection, call 888-GO-ARROW or visit arrowexterminators.com. Summer is back, Braves country, which means it's time to get your yard ready for the season ahead. Cookouts, backyard catch, friends and family together, your lawn is the backdrop to it all. So this season, get your lawn ready with Pennington and keep it strong all year long. As a proud partner of the Atlanta Braves grounds crew, Pennington is all about thick, durable grass, built for life's big and small moments. Pennington grass seed, available at the Home Depot.
Now, here's more Braves talk from inside the clubhouse. This is the Atlanta Braves Clubhouse Report, presented by Arrow Exterminators on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
Welcome back. Braves Clubhouse Report right here on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network. Barrett Salee here steps away from the right field gate at Truist Park. It's Jermaine Dupri bobblehead night. We'll talk a little bit about that later in the show, but certainly a lot of fans will be out and about inside the Battery waiting for what should be a very fun game as the Padres and Braves will meet for game three of the four game set. Again, we talked about it last segment. Everybody wants to know about the trades. Well, Buster Olney has talked extensively about this on ESPN, and the amount of teams that are sellers right now is very small. And there are a lot of different things. Chris Domino, who I do the pregame show with on the Braves Radio Network, has mentioned quite a few times that maybe you move the trade deadline back to August 15th because of the expanded playoffs. Maybe you find a way to let teams decide with a little bit more certainty who is a seller and who is a buyer. Because right now, really the only ones that are definite sellers are the Giants, Mets, Rockies, Reds, Angels, Royals. That's about it. That's about it. And so that limits the trade possibility. If I'm one of those teams, and I think you've seen a little bit of this with some stories that get posted by reputable, big-time capital J journalists, where you see, the Angels are open to trading Jose Siriano or Reed Detmers. Well, yeah, of course they are. But you see that put out publicly because those teams right now are probably trying to get teams to overpay in a big way, knowing that this next week and a half, there are going to be a bunch of more teams joining that seller's pool. And there are good prospects or good rental players, I should say, with some of those. Any of these guys, I think, would be fine with the Braves. Now, obviously, there's contract, stipulations for each one. There's length, all that other stuff. But Michael Wacha, Seth Lugo, Jose Soriano, Reed Detmers, Kevin Gausman, Freddie Peralta, Clay Holmes, Robbie Ray, Logan Webb. You take all of those guys, I would take pretty much any of those guys. And I know the apprehension of giving away prospects is out there. But again, Alex Anthopoulos was on with the flagship 680 The Fan earlier this week and said there's one prospect that they're not going to really listen to. Everybody else is on the table. Good. My answer to that is good. And Alex's justification was, the window when they signed all of these guys to long-term contracts, still open, but you're kind of on the backside of it. So you want to win now, but you don't want to sacrifice the future. So you do want to keep some prospects around. But he's not averse to maybe taking advantage of the uptick in status of some of these guys in the minor league system. And they have improved, several of them. If you go look at there's arrows up and down or whatever on these prospect ranking boards. And a lot of green, a lot of arrows going up for Braves guys. So on top of that, you have Sonny Gray, maybe. Joe Ryan, maybe, with Minnesota. They're still in it. Scooble and Mize. I would love Casey Mize here. Who the heck knows? And part of that, actually, the Braves control. Because right now, the Padres, 50-51, double digits behind the Dodgers, still in the wild card mix. But Buster Olney said this in a recent story. The Padres could shake up the deadline if they decide to sincerely listen to Mason Miller. But at the moment, the decision that could change everything belongs to the Tigers, obviously. They were playing at a 100-win pace since June 1st, and their instinct is to try to win. But they have no margin for error over the next 10 days. The Tigers, Padres. Tigers still in it, Padres still in it. 10 days. But what Buster said that's interesting is if the Padres sincerely listen on Mason Miller. Now, we've talked about this in the pregame show. That would probably include Xander Bogaerts. You'd have to eat some of the contract, and he'd probably have to go with Mason Miller. Okay. But if you want to accelerate this process, if you want to make that if become a win in terms of trading Mason Miller, then the Braves need to win the next two. And then the Padres probably will decide to sell. And then everybody else will start to make decisions quicker, and the market won't be as difficult to navigate through. So it's going to be an interesting couple of days here, because not only can the Braves obviously extend their lead over the Philadelphia Phillies, but the whole landscape of the trade market right now could be affected by the Braves over the next two games if they can beat the Padres. And it's not necessarily knock the Padres out, but make it really, really easy for the Padres to decide, yeah, we're done. We're not doing this anymore. We're going to go sell and try to get prospects. So that's where we are right now. Also, and this is a complete, there's no way to segue to this, but whatever. We're going to do it anyway. June was awful. June was just terrible in terms of power, in terms of offense, in terms of everything. But did you know the Braves have 29 home runs in July? That is 10 more than they had in the entire month of June. 10 more than they had in the entire month of June, and second most in the majors this month behind Washington. Washington's offense is just silly. And we took 4 days off for the All-Star break. That's how much this offense has come back in terms of power, but also how bad June was. But consider this. Two of those home runs came a couple days ago. The Braves only had four. What is the best friend of any pitcher? What's the best friend of any team? Chris and I talk about this all the time, the three-run home run. Braves haven't really gotten a ton of those lately. So we got to get some traffic on the bases, and you got to get those guys across the plate. 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position yesterday, left 9 on base, and walked 8 times, turned 4 double plays, and still lost by 5. I can't even explain how something like that is even possible. But hopefully things get turned around today against the San Diego Padres. We'll preview the pitching matchup coming up on the other side of the break. We'll also tell you about some things that are happening not only tonight, but a big announcement for September. We'll do it next. This is the Braves Clubhouse Report on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
The Braves Clubhouse Report on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
Oh, hey, Sarah. Did you hear my daughter Katie got Camper of the Week?
That's a big deal.
We got a big deal, too. Right, Mom?
Honey, shh.
What's that?
Okay, that Hyundai Santa Fe, I only paid...
Nice.
Deal so right, it almost feels wrong. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Get 0% APR for 60 months, plus 0 payments for 90 days, or 1.9% APR for 72 months on the Hyundai Tucson, Santa Fe, or Santa Fe Hybrid during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Hurry, offer ends August 3rd. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Summer is back, Braves country, which means it's time to get your yard ready for the season ahead. Cookouts, backyard catch, friends and family together, your lawn is the backdrop to it all. So this season, get your lawn ready with Pennington and keep it strong all year long. As a proud partner of the Atlanta Braves grounds crew, Pennington is all about thick, durable grass, built for life's big and small moments. Pennington Grass Seed, available at the Home Depot.
Honey, did you invite the minions over?
Well, you know how we talked about getting Wi-Fi from Xfinity?
Yeah.
I ordered it this morning, was online in minutes, then they showed up.
So they just came over to use the Wi-Fi? For what?
Better not to know.
Get online in minutes with same-day Wi-Fi from Xfinity. Plus, lock in your price for 5 years and see Minions and Monsters only in theaters. Xfinity, imagine that. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Learn more at xfinity.com/same-day-Wi-Fi.
All the latest on the Braves live from Truist Park in the heart of Atlanta. This is the Braves Clubhouse Report, presented by Arrow Exterminators on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
Welcome back. Wrapping things up here in the Braves Radio Network studios. Barrett Salee here. And of course, myself and Chris Domino will have the Ford Leadoff Show coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. Michael King will be on the mound for the Braves. And I think a lot of us know Michael King, unfortunately, for a lot of the wrong reasons. The guy has absolutely destroyed the Braves of late. And we saw that earlier this season when we were out in San Diego. 7 innings, 6 hits, no earned runs, no walks, and 5 strikeouts. He has that big playoff win a couple of years ago. Strikeout to walk percentage 2.2 against the Braves all time. This is a guy who is potentially could be trade bait, but he has not had, he's had a decent season. 6-7, a 3.34 ERA, 45 walks and 96 strikeouts. Last time out, 5 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned run, 2 walks and 4 strikeouts against the Royals. He's got a sinker, sweeper, changeup, 4-seamer, fastball in the mid 90s. He does not get hit hard. That is his MO. That is what he's been known to do throughout the course of his career. Top 17th percentile in hard hit percentage. Opponents hitting 187 against his changeup. It'd be great to see Martin Perez out there. If you remember, he got smoked in the forearm by a line drive up in New York on July 5th. He is back. The corresponding move is J.R. Richie getting sent to Gwinnett. Not that much of a surprise, because J.R. Richie going 3 2/3 yesterday, you're probably not going to use him for the next few days. His future still is as a starter, so you do want to get him some starts and not just turn him into a three-inning middle reliever for the rest of this year, because he is still part of your future. And before Martin Perez got hurt, I think probably the biggest surprise for the Braves, 6-6, 3.54 ERA, 32 walks, 62 strikeouts, 119 whip, and a 221 opponent batting average. This is a guy who we DFA'd this year. The Braves DFA'd Martin Perez this year, and he's probably been the second-best starter. And again, it goes back to the conversation we've had quite a bit on the pregame show, the postgame show, the clubhouse report, is do you trust him in the postseason? Is he a number two? Well, right now, yeah, he is. Do you want him to be a number two in the postseason? I mean, I love Martin Perez. Probably not. You want to go get a reinforcement, two reinforcements somewhere, so you can get, you have a little bit of leeway. So you're not giving him too much responsibility in the postseason, although he's a veteran, so I don't know how rattled he will get. Martin's been awesome, 47.7 ground ball percentage, and opponents are hitting 157 against his changeup. If you watch him pitch, it's been a joy to watch him work that changeup in. You can tell he's done this for quite a while because he makes some hitters look foolish with that thing. And, of course, for leadoff show at 6, first pitch at 7:15. Tonight is Jermaine Dupri bobblehead night. That is a big one. You thought Hawaiian Shirt Day was big. You thought Outcast Day was big. Jermaine Dupri is going to be huge. 15,000 fans. The first 15,000 fans will receive a Jermaine Dupri bobblehead. But you probably want to get here early because Jermaine Dupri himself will be having a live DJ set in the Battery from 5 to 6, and the So-So Def food truck with menu items will be there as well. So, if you're around the Battery, get here early. You can see Jermaine Dupri on stage as a DJ 5 to 6. You'll also get the So-So Def food truck with menu items inspired by some of Jermaine Dupri's biggest hits. And then they just announced yesterday, Avett Brothers coming your way Tuesday, September 8th, following the game against the Rays. The Braves do this quite a bit. They have concerts after the game. That is what you will see on September 8th. Avett Brothers right here at Truist Park. And access to the postgame concert is free as long as you have a game ticket. So if you have a game ticket, hang around on September 8th, and you can go see the Avett Brothers right here at Truist Park. This has been the Braves Clubhouse Report on the Braves Radio Network. Hey, now it's...
Thanks for joining us for the Braves Clubhouse Report, presented by Arrow Exterminators on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network. Join us each week for all the latest updates from Braves country as we keep you dialed into the Atlanta Clubhouse. This has been a presentation of Dickey Broadcasting Company, the Atlanta Braves, and the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.